We're not going to finish the parak today, and we'll wait unless a miracle happens. But if whatever we do finish, you feel good about, I'll consider it a great accomplishment. Because this parak is not easy. Okay. Parak is not easy. Okay. Fine. Great. Now, again, reminding you about demai. What we're trying to get rid of here, the normal demai, is the trumas meiser and the meiser sheni, if it's there. Okay. So the normal case is that the truma gedola was taken. And you have to take meiser, and then once you take meiser, you take trumas meiser off of that. Now, something we haven't mentioned until now is the first mishnah is going to talk about buying from a baker. And once you're buying from a baker, we said that a baker is not necessarily believed to have taken that rushes, and certainly if he's selling small quantities, then he's supposed to be mufresh. But if he's selling in large quantities, anyone's allowed as a baker to not take the brushes. So you're gonna have to tithe your bread. When it comes to tithing bread, another topic we haven't discussed too much yet is called challah.
Why is the issue of a baker any different than anybody else? Using them under
his No, if you remember from the second parak, it's a whole story. But without getting to the details, there's special halachas by baker. But today we're going through all different kinds of people. The baker, general guy, is this food is considered demai. Because it is. So when you're taking from the bread of the baker, you have to also, if he's exempt from taking the other tithes, because let's say he has small profit margins, which was the original case you said. So he's not selling to children. So you have to take the challah also. Challah is a separate gift to the kohanim. From a baker's bread, it comes 1/48. 1/48. We'll call it 2% for a second. It's actually a little more than 2%, right? 1/50 is 2%. But basically, the 2% of goes, it's called challah, a separate gift to the kohen. It has the same status, essentially, as truma and trumas meiser, okay? So, when we're going to be mafresh, we're going to learn now about how to take the mafresh for your demai.
Excuse me.
So you got to worry about the challah also in the baker's bread. So throw those in the deep end here. Okay. Okay, now, just reminding you a few of the points. Number one, we said that the order is kind of important. You can't take Trumas Meiser until you've taken Meiser already. Okay, just keep that in mind. And also, we said yesterday there's something called Kriyas Shem, which means you don't have to actually literally take the Hafrasha out of the bread and put it to a separate place. You can simply say, verbally, this over here is considered my Meiser or whatever it is. You can declare it verbally. Of course, if it has to go to code, you have to pull it out. But if it didn't go to code, for example, for Meiser, you can eat yourself. So you just say, this is my Meiser. Let it fall, you declared it, then you can eat it. Not a problem. Okay, fine. And the challah comes after the other hafrashas, because it goes in the dough. Everyone agree that the challah, just comes when you're making dough. Not, that's what we have mentioned up till now. But now, since it's bread, it's post-dough form, and there's challah there too. So, our Mishnah says, Halokeach min anachtom, if you buy from a nachtom, buy from a baker, keitzed hu maaser. How are you going to take hafrashas? And again, this is a case where, for whatever the reason is, this baker, let's say he's selling in large quantities to distributors and he's allowed, even if he's a ne'eman, he's allowed here to not take the hafrashas. These small profit margins. Okay, so now look. This drawing over here is obviously a piece of bread, a loaf of bread. Right? Slightly obvious. Okay, now. Okay, one second. Let's see. Not exactly the scale, but I'm going to make it. Okay, this is 1%, 1%, and this is 2%. Okay, that's 2% of the loaf here. So, notel kadei trumas maaser v'chala. He has to take, but now when we say take, we simply mean we don't really literally mean pulling off. We mean he's going to declare kadei the amount required for trumas maaser and chala. So this is going to be our trumas maaser. How much is trumas maaser? 1%, right? Because Meiser is 10%, and Trumas Meiser is 10%, other ladies 10%, so it's 1%. So this is going to be our Trumas Meiser.
What's the date?
Like, the amount equal to. a sufficient amount for.
Trumas Meiser.
And the challah, it's actually, if you want to be technical, it's 1/48. Okay, really it's 1/48, which is actually, I think it's 2.06375, if you really care. But we're going to call 2% for a second here. Okay, this is going to be your
challah.
But you haven't done anything. All you've done is basically, you've taken a, for argument's sake, you've taken a little pencil or a bread or a knife, whatever, you made a slit over here, that's all. You just designated this part is set aside, enough to supply with the challah and the Trumas Meiser. For now, all you've done essentially is set aside roughly 3%. When I say set aside, I'm assuming verbally, right? Just made a little demarcation, but nothing's been pulled out of anything yet. Okay? Despite the word no-till. Okay. Va'omer, and you say, Echad memeya memashi yeshkan, 1/100th, i.e. 1% of what I have here, i.e. make one little slit in the bread here. So you say, 1/100th of what I have here, i.e. this 1% that we're referring to over here. Harei b'tzad ze ma'ase.
Right?
This is my server here. And Ushar Maaser Samachla. And the rest of the Maaser is right next to it. Maaser in total is going to be how much?
10%.
That's right, 10%. So this is another 9%. All this over here. This is for 10%. This is 10%. And it's Maaser. Okay, fine. Yeah?
Could you explain that sentence?
Yeah, sure. You say, Echad memea, 1/100th mimashi yeshkan.
Half of what?
Of the whole loaf.
Oh.
It could be, you know, for argument's sake, 100 loaves, it's one of the 100 loaves. That's probably easier to understand, but it's not, I don't know if it's easier, but it's certainly more difficult to draw. So, right? So I'm doing it this way, right? It's the same, it's constant the same. So, Echad memea mimashi yeshkan, 1/100th, right, 1% of what I have here, Zed Maaser, this will be Maaser, part of the Maaser pile. Ushar Meiser Samachlo, and the rest of the temperature of the Meiser is right next to it. Right? So there you go.
Why is the Meiser only 9%?
So it's 9 plus the 1 for a total of 10.
Wait, Meiser and Meiser are 10%.
Meiser is. No, this is. Well,
yes,
the way it works is you take Truma, you take your Meiser, which will be 10%, and then you give it, normally, if it wouldn't be Demai, you give 10% to the Levi, and he would take 10% of that. One percent of the original, give it to a Cohen and he'd have the 9 for himself. That's what's going on over here. Okay. Yeah.
If it's not allowed, tell me. But why does it say Harei Betzadze Meiser?
We're designating, this is it, we're pointing our finger saying this over here. But Sadze next to it. Right. Let's just don't worry about that any more than I just said. It's okay. Okay? Now, Ze Shasisi Maaser, that which I called Maaser, this 10% over here, Asui Trumas Maaser Alav, let this be made the Trumas Maaser for it. Now we've declared this thing formally Trumas Maaser. Remember, first you need to take Maaser, then Trumas Maaser. So now we're just, you know, with the piece of chalk, we're marking the piece of bread up, so to speak. This sliver here is going to become the Trumas Maaser from that 10%. Okay? The Shar, and what remains. Sure, the remaining part, remaining from the original designation of roughly 3%, i.e. this part over here, is going to be called challah. Bashar, that's last year. Bashar challah, right? Umaiser sheni b'tzafono, and the maiser sheni, that's what they get to take to the lime in the end, right? So that will be, let's far take call it over here. Remember yesterday we said you have to be kor, so mahlok, because the rabbanon said you have to be Kore Sheni, you have to say what's your Meiser Sheni, even though you'll be able to eat it. Or Meiser Ani. So here, actually that was Meiser Ani. Meiser Sheni, you talk, you have to. This is Meiser, this is 10% here. This will be your Meiser Sheni. Right, which goes to your Shalayim and has to go in Bitahara. But on that,
the
Meiser Sheni is your second tithe, which you take off 10% and you go to your Shalayim with it and eat it.
Tahara. Yeah, but every time you buy a loaf of bread, you go to...
Well, normally it's going to be tithe. This is you're buying a single loaf from a distributor who normally hasn't tithed the bread. So you have to tithe whatever you buy.
If
you
want, yeah, but this 10%, you bought a loaf of bread that wasn't tithed. You're going to tithe that part and go to Yerushalayim because you bought a loaf of bread?
One sec. Finish the sentence. Right? So you say, exactly addressing your point here, but Maaser Sheni b'tzafono, tzafono is the north, we'll call this the north side of the bread, it's arbitrary. You just mean somewhere else. You say, this is the Maaser Sheni section, right? Obedromo in the south, it doesn't matter where you put it, just the word here, tzipono, wherever it happens to be. Mechulal, and it's become chulin, you take the kedusha off Maaser Sheni, alamos, onto your money. So you immediately put this Maaser Sheni kedusha onto your coin, right? Your coin over there?
Yeah, I don't understand that conversion.
And then, okay, I'll explain. And then, this coin you'll take up to your shalom whenever you next go there. It's called chilul, which you had many times before. I said, this is called chilul.
Chilul. Yeah.
Yeah, and you do not need to add a chomesh, because if you remember from the first parak, the second Mishnah, I believe, it says that my demai is patur from chomesh. Right? Because it's demai. If it wouldn't be demai, you'd have to be drinking chomet here, so it's probably okay. Right? We're going out of a suffix, so therefore they were lenient on the chomet.
Did the two have to be in two separate sections of the
chomet? No, anywhere.
I just do it.
It's at the north and the south. I'm just making it clear that. So
no, but it's can it be a continuation of
that? Well, it's arbitrary, because you're saying that, you're just saying in your mind, and 10% over there is mechul on the coin. You actually just, you're saying, you're declaring, you're core and shame. It doesn't matter where you point. You say, over there, that's 10%. Which 10%? Whatever 10% is.
So it could be a continuation of the 1%,
the
Maaser Sheni.
Yes, I did it here purely for the sake of, so it should be any more convoluted than it needs to be. Anywhere.
Alright, so, excuse me. I'm sorry, I'll be out of your way. The 10%,
yeah.
That Maaser Sheni,
yeah.
Taking it onto a coin,
yeah.
That means you have to do a calculation. How much you bought the loaf of bread for, take 10% of that cost, and that's the coin you put in.
That's right. And the coin can have supply, like, if the, for argument's sake, this is a $1 loaf of bread, you're putting 10 cents on it, and this coin is a $1 coin, you could use it 10 times. You sort of fill up the coin. So, you know what I'm saying? So you've only used 10% of the $1 value here. So next time you can use this coin, you can use it for 10 more loaves of bread this time, this size. For argument's sake.
Same coin?
Yeah, until like the value is used up on the coin, so to speak.
Like then 10% of the only 10%.
It's not the whole coin, it's whatever value the coin represents, so you could keep on shtoking.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the Hebrew word there?
Maaser Sheni.
No,
Chilul. Chilul. Chilul just means like deconsecration.
Okay, thank you, I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, David. Yes, David.
Just a quick question. The 10% you took from Maaser Sheni,
yep.
Is it off the whole loaf or the remainder?
The truth is correct, it's actually off the remainder. The way it actually really works out is you first take off, it's off the remainder. So if you remember that first sheet I sent out, it ends up being like
right.
Less, let's call it 9%. Roughly 9%.
And what about the first calculations also? Is every percentage off?
Each is incremental,
remainder?
Yeah. So it happens, exactly, yeah. Yeah. So it's
the
order.
What happens?
The order is, let's look at the order general, leave the Maya for a second, okay? Does anyone have that sheet I sent out?
Yeah.
It'll be very useful. This is the sheet I emailed out. You should look at this, because I was afraid people won't know the exact numbers, and here they are. So what happens is you got Truma, because you got 2% goes to Truma. It's just numbers. It's Truma. Okay, leaving with 98%. Yeah, so then your Maaser is 10% of 98, so it'll become 9.8% of the, now these numbers are the original total. Right, if you had 100 barrels, 9.8 barrels are going down to Maaser Rishon. First Maaser, that's a Levi. That's a Kohen. That's a Levi. Okay. And then you'll take it from this also Maaser Sheni.
What's 9.8%?
Because remember, you had 100, yeah. Then you minus off 2, so you're left with 98. So 10% of 98 is 9.8.
Okay.
Yeah? And then, what'll happen is, now if you figure it out, so now you've got 100 minus 2 minus 9.8 leaves you with,
No,
82. 82. 82.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's what's left with. So then you'll take 10% of what remains, which will be 8.82%.
And this is all from what you're doing on the right side. Right.
No. I'm like, this is in general. This is in any hafrasha. Before I get to what's going on, I'll read door. This is just a normal tithing process. This is Maaser Sheni. Okay, 8.82 of the original amount. But it's simple. It's just 10% of what left. 10% of what left. Either Maaser Sheni, which goes to Yerushalayim, that's Yerushalayim, or Maaser Ani in years. Remember, this is years 1, 2, 4. 5, And this is Maaser Ani for the poor people locally in years 3 and 6. Say it's the same amount. Mm-hmm. And then of this over here that went to Levi, okay, he has to give 10%, which will be of the original amount, 0.98. It's just 10% of his amount,
the
right?
The 8.82%, the second one, is that's Truman Maaser, right?
No, this is the Truman Maaser. This over here, the 10%...
Wait, the 9.8% Maaser, that goes to Levi, right?
That goes to Levi.
And then what's the 8....
Then there's another second tithe that goes to you taking to Jerusalem, or to giving to the poor people, depending on the year. The second tithe. There's a reason why I made this chart. Yeah. Great. Time, so because I hope it's a little clearer than this silly drawing which I didn't want to do originally. This is called Trumas Meiser. It's a 10% of his 10%. So I'm calling it 1% here. The truth is actually be 0.98 because he got a little less. That's Trumas. Trumas Meiser. Okay, and that goes off to the Kohen. To the Kohen from the Levi.
Better to be the Levi.
Levi gets more, but remember there are a lot more Levi in the Kohen.
So this 2% shruma equates with the 2% that's a
kohen. I'll explain. Relax. Don't run ahead of me. I'm not going to let you down. I put a box here. This is a box. This is the general case of how you take down frashas. Now, okay, when you make dough, at the end, if you make your dough, so you're left with as the consumer, the regular balabais, you're left with whatever that number was. Okay, it's roughly 80%, but it's actually 79.38%. That's what you're left with. After you pay your taxes to the labor and everything else, and the poor people, you're left with, for every 100 gallons of wine you produce in your factory, 79.38 gallons are remaining. That's yours to eat.
Well, that's including their kids' education.
Okay, are we
okay.
Loving
for the teacher.
You understand what this number is right here? That's what you're left with. Okay, one more time. I'll explain to you. It's not.
I don't understand what the truma is.
But don't look there. Don't look there. Look in my box here. Don't look there.
Yeah, but.
No, but.
You're doing double of everything.
No, but I will explain all. I'll explain to you. I'm going back to the very beginning for you. So just ignore that thing over here. I'm talking about just back to basics. Then I'll draw it to the picture here. Normally.
Well, where's the kala then?
I will get there. One second. You. A person has 79.38%. That's what's left after his tithes. Okay, that's the numbers it figures out after he gives truma and maaser and maaser sheni or maaser ani. Okay, so what does he do now? He cooks it into bread if it's great. And once he makes it into bread, he'll have to give from this amount over here, he'll have to minus out challah, okay? Challah, which is, let's call it 1/48 for a second. Yeah, I'm saying 1/48. Nothing more complicated now than that. 1/48 of this.
Yeah, but that's only the baker's share. What about the person who buys the bread?
From every batch of dough, you need to give challah. Now, if you're in your own home, what you do is you buy kosher badatz erecharedas flour. You make challah, assuming you make a big enough dough, so you'll actually be mafresh challah. You actually take 2% off or a chunk off. You usually take 24th. Whatever. You'll take a piece off as challah. We'll call it 1/48 for a second, and you'll. But
is that the baker's share or is that the consumer share?
It goes, well, it's from the dough and it goes from the dough and it goes to the kohen. Has to take it from the dough.
Yeah, but when you buy dough to make challah, okay.
If you buy it in a bakery, a normal kosher bakery, they take it. If you buy flour.
So in other words, you have no obligation on challah because you bought in a kosher bakery.
Right.
Or you bought
But if you buy from home, if you make your challah at home with your you make a big enough batch of it, you'll have to get from your dough. You'll have to take from the dough before you make a challah. You'll pull up some dough, and that's challah. Which, if we had the kohen around to give it to the kohen,
it has to be taken from the dough.
Now we just burn it.
If a baker is the kohen, does he have to do it?
Yeah, he'll have to do it.
He'll
keep it.
We burn it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now,
what you buy is
you this over here focuses. So ignoring it around, this is the story of the hafrashas. Okay. So it's gonna come up 100 more times in Sechus drawings.
It's a nice chart.
Thank you very much. This one's better for the record. That's right. I made it.
Yeah, but that one doesn't have a superb picture of bread on.
That's right. Now, okay. So now back to the drawing up top here. Now, this is a Demai situation. This is Demai love. Demai love, okay? And in Demai, we're never worried about Truma. Okay? So Truma's like flopped off. We said, remember, that the survey was done and that Amaratim take Truma. Okay? They're afraid of it, so whatever they do it, it's cheap to take rid of whatever it is. So all you're left with is these last hafrashas to worry about. Now remember, 9.8 was of the original amount, but really it's 10% of what's left. So this is what you're left with of your dough. You're taking off 10% to give as miser. That's this over here. You know, it was 9% of the original, but it's 10% of what's left. Right. So that's this over here. That's your miser. Over, I didn't actually draw it, I'm sorry to say. Oh, I did. Your trumas miser over here is this last bit, the 10% of the 10%. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then your challah is that, I call it 2% roughly, over here, 148. Okay? And over here is your miser sheni, which you are going to, if it's miser sheni here, Jerusalem going here, you'll have to put on the coins and bring the coin up and eat the bread. And if it be in a Meister Ani here, my Mishnah doesn't say it though, then you can eat it no problem. If it's Meister Ani, you don't need to do anything, you can just eat it. Just be Kor Hashem and say, this is Meister Ani. But eat it because just like the Meister, which you can eat, we say Hamotzi Mechavero, I'll put it here, Hamotzi, one who takes Mechavero from his friend, a love that the one is trying to take, Haraya. He has to bring the proof, he has the burden of proof. Bring the burden of proof. So since the lady cannot prove he's really owed this money, the money won't know. You can eat it. And same with the ani.
Wait, can you say that again?
Yes. So when it comes to truma and truma's maaser and challah, there's a kedusha to it. You can't eat it. It's usher to eat. It's mitzvah v'day shemayim for eating it. So you got to get rid of it. You got to get it to the kohen. So you got to get it out of your food supply.
That's a truma only. That'll be
truma, truma's maaser, and challah. These are koan of gift. Okay? Don't confuse that line there. Right? Those three go to the kohanim. You can't eat them. You have to say patara. You have to get rid of them out of your food supply.
Whatever goes to the koan.
That's right. Koan is special. You have to eat the patara. Now, the other stuff, the maaser, which is the lady's portion over here, and the truma, the maaser sheni, which is going to be going to Yerushalayim, or. Actually, let's focus on this for a second. If you want to talk about this principle, we're going to focus on this. We're called Meister Ani for a second, or since one of those years, but it goes to Ani, okay? Ignore this. So if the Meister Ani here, so the Levi's piece and the Ani's piece, that's only a financial obligation. You owe him money, but you don't, like any principle, any time when you owe someone money, if Hamotzi Machavero, the one who's trying to take money out of your pocket, he needs to bring the proof that you owe him the money. I can't just say, you owe me money, and force you to pay me. No, you get to keep the money until I bring you proof that you owe it to me. So since there's no way to prove, presumably, because it's demai, that indeed the lady really gets this piece and the ani gets this piece, you can eat it. Did nothing wrong, okay?
But what if you know that it's, you followed it from the field?
If you know, then you have to give it. But we're assuming rove, most mamaratsim do, so you can go after the rove, you have nothing to worry about. The rabbi is no problem. And if he can prove it, if he followed it from the field, he brings the CCTV videotape. So fine, then he'll give him his 9%. But it's a fine, even if you ate it, so give him a different 9%. You just owe him money. You owe him dollars. You don't owe him this particular piece of holy bread, which is the case of truma. So that's the drawing over here. Okay? Okay, good. Which is numbers?
Oh,
so there's a 7-year cycle of agricultural cycle. So in years, when it comes to the second tithe, we're calling Meister Sheni here. And here's 1, 2, and it goes to Jerusalem, and then the third, it's like 2, 3, mini 3-year cycles. First 2 years to Jerusalem, the third year goes to the poor people. Then 4, 5 to Jerusalem, you eat it in Jerusalem, and year 6 goes to the poor people. And year 7, it's Shemitah year, it's Hefker, anyone can eat it.
What's about 4 to 6?
3. That's a 3. That's a sloppy year. Okay? You like it? Good?
Yeah.
Good. If you got this down, then we're way ahead of the game. Now, sorry? Oh, sure, there you go. Now, good. So, one mission down. Now, if you got this, okay. Now, if you want to be really fancy and win a prize for, Hafrashta 2.0 magazine, so you can do something very fancy. Mission base. If you want to do a trick, basically you want to do a trick. Harotze, don't ask him why he wants to do it, because he wants to do it. The mission wants to tell you how you can do something very fancy. Harotze lahafresh truma, utrumas maaser ka'afas. If you want to now do everything at the same time, and as we'll see in the later girsa, maybe challah too. Do you have a loaf of bread, and you want to do all the hafreshes from one piece of loaf of bread all at once? How are you going to do it? So this bread we're talking about in Mishnah base is going to be bread, and it has not... has not had the truma taken from it yet. Not the mine. It has
it's not
had
the mine.
No. This one you wanna take truma also. So what are you gonna do? Can I erase this here? I'm gonna have to erase this here.
Yeah.
Nor did I actually talk to you. You know what?
I knew this was coming in.
No, for a reason? Okay. Let's see. How much I can salvage of this. No. Start from scratch.
We want fresh bread.
Fresh. Very good. You just eat a minute, it's gonna come off in a minute. Okay. Now you got my fingerprints, you can bust it. Okay, so now. Don't confuse yours and mine. Okay. Now, I wrote to the Hafrish Truma and Truma's Meister Kahafas. You want to do both Truma and Truma's Meister at the same time. That's another great loaf of bread over here. And now. Yeah, okay. Don't ask me questions until we get. Until the end. Okay, then I'll take questions in the middle, but not. Okay, this is just schematic here, so you see what's going on. Okay? Now, what do you do? First of all, okay, now, the Mishnayos in the Chazal's time, they didn't quite figure out percentages yet. Percent wasn't a concept in Chazal's time, okay? So they talk in fractions, not in percentage, not in decimals. So they say, if you want to take Truma and Truma's Meiser, okay, we're trying to get here, I'll make a note here. We're trying to get to Truma's Meiser, which means we'll also need to get Meiser also, get rid of it at the same time. And some Girsos, you can see, have it, some don't, Challah. I'm just going to simplify it off the Challah from the beginning. Okay, want to get rid of these things. So what are you going to do? Remember, the Truma is 2%, Truma's Meiser is 1%, Challah is 2%, roughly. I think it's 148, okay, but actually 148. So I'm making it simple here for you. And so does the mission makes it simple. They say, Notel Echad Nishloshim Vishalosh Ushlish. You take 133 and a third, which, if you times that by 3, right, you're going to get what on both sides? Right? Maybe I'm saying that if you mathematics, right, you're going to get 3 out of 100, i.e., 3%. Okay, remember that one? It says take this one part of 33 and a third, but I'm telling you that's 3%. Right, remember that one? Okay, so that's what we're talking about. I'm talking about 3% here. Say the same thing. So now, you take the 3%, and this is my 3% that we're talking about in the Mishnah, okay? This is the 3% that you're taking from the beginning, that we're talking about right now, right? The Omer, and you say, Echad min meim mashi yesh kan, 1/100th, i.e. 1% of what I have here, that one over there, but harei ze betzad ze chulin. This thing over here, betzad ze over here, it's chulin. Now chulin usually means something that's already had been totally tithed. It's a bit of a misnomer. They're just calling it, you know, it's something else. I'm studying it set in English. It's designated. It's got a plan. This is what it's designated as, not what I'm talking about next. It's chulin, right? The shar and the rest of the 3%, because that 1% here is the chulin part. So the shar, the remaining part, that's truma al kol. That's going to be truma al kol. Okay, that 2% here. So I had 3%. I marked it off. Okay. I say 1/100th is not what I'm talking about, and the other 2% that I was talking about, that becomes truma. You understand? We're minusing this out for a minute. So now truma's taken care of. Okay? That's a truma over here. And this 1% is of the 3 is undesignated so far. Now what do we do? Umeya chulin. When the Mishnah says umeya, it means 100, but it means 1/100th. It's not a girsa problem, that is how Chazal said it. Umeya chulin, like the 1/100th, the 1% that's chulin that I said before, sheyesh kan, that's over here, harei ze betzad ze maser. This over here, that's maser. And ushar, and the rest, maser samachlo. The rest of the maser is right next to it. So this was chulin of 3%. I'm calling this now part of the maser, and the rest of the maser is next to it. So now I'm saying this 10% is maser. Okay? Yeah? Now, yeah, everyone okay? So, now we're going to say, now that I have my 10%, because you need to get the miser first before you can take Truma's miser. So you say, Zesha Sisi miser, that thing which I made Meiser originally, that 1% there, Asui Trumas Meiser Alav, let it be the Trumas Meiser from this Meiser. So this now becomes your Trumas Meiser. Okay? Good?
Right.
Good. Now this will become, this is going to become, this is Meiser Rishon, which you're allowed to eat, like we said last time, right? This goes to the, this is going to go to the lady, but you don't have to give it to him. You can eat it yourself.
But you say that it's chulin for the
chulin just means.
No, I know, but you say that it's because you have to do the truma first.
Yeah. We had three. We said one. Hold aside 1% for a second. The rest can go
to get it in order.
That's right. That's exactly. Need it in order.
I do truma first.
Though. You did do truma first. It's a technical point. Truma midoraisa can be any amount. Right? Truma's Meiser has to be 1%. So if we're going to err to the side of caution, we're going to say a mathematical precise 1%, that I'm not talking about. And the rest can be Truma, because if you're off, because remember, you're not thinking, you don't have a ruler here necessarily, if you do, you know. So if you're off, so you're off. Right? If you're off, so you're off. Don't panic, this is a hard mission. These are hard mission.
The Truma's and the Meiser Rishon, you said it goes to the Levi, but you can eat it yourself.
Right, because like I said last time, we say since...
Not this case.
Oh, not in this chocolate, you're right, not in this case. You're right, I'm sorry, my bad, correct. If it's certainly chayav, you have to get to the lady, that's right. Sorry, in this case, we're taking truma, we're assuming it's vada, not demai, so this way actually, right, let's go to the lady, that's true. True, my mistake. Okay, and now, umais... Yeah? Now we say, Vashar, and the rest, Chala. Some take that out. Okay, some take it out because it doesn't belong there. But if it's in there, and the rest, Chala, I mean this other 2% of the back here. That will be Chala. It's a difficult read, but anyways, this would be the Chala. Then the other 2% that I've got sitting around here. Now, because Chala comes at the end. Well, the truth is Chala should come after Meiser Rishon also, by the way. So you give that off, and then Chala at the end here, and after, yeah, that's your Chala taken care of. If you need to take it off here. And then, Umayser Shani, and as for the Umayser Shani, just like last time, wherever it is, there's a 10% over here. We'll call this Umayser Shani. So you'll just again, same as last time, but it's a phone over Dromo, it's wherever it is, Mechul Olamos. It's going to be going like that coin, right? And you can eat it. This you can eat.
There's another condition of the fiddle besides it's being a currency, stamped currency?
No, it has to be a stamped.
That's the only condition?
Yeah, a minted coin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in this case, if it's Vada, you'll need to add your chumash. If you do it that way. Okay? If you do that.
Just reread the Mishnah?
Yeah. Okay? So that we're good? I'll definitely read it one more time. Watch my hand, and hopefully I will illustrate. One who wants to remove truma and truma's meiser ka'achas, and perhaps the word chala is missing, so you want to take that out. How do you do it? Notel echad mishloshim v'shalosh ushlish v'omer. You take out one part out of 33 and a third, i.e. 3%. This 3%. You mark this part off. And you say, echad v'neyam mashi yeshkan, 1/100th of what I have here, this one sliver of a year, this thing over here on this part is chulin. In other words, it's set aside for some other purpose. It's not what I'm about to talk about in the next sentence. V'hashar, and whatever I didn't set aside is precise 1%. The other remaining 2%, roughly, that will be truma al hakol. That will be truma for the whole loaf. Truma down. Okay? Umeya chulin shiyeshkan, and the 100 I had called chulin a second ago. Harei ze betzad ze maser. This will be meiser, along with. Betzad ze maaser, ushar maaser, samachlo, and the rest of the 10% of maaser is 10% in total, right? So the whole thing, 10%, is right over here. Ze shasisi maaser, and that which I called maaser first, that I'm putting the word first there, but that which I called maaser at that 1%, can't call it chulin anymore because no longer it's chulin, right? So that asli trumas maaser, let that be the trumas maaser alav on the maaser, the 1% is the 10% of the total. So that'll be Vashar, and what remains, if you put this gears in here, another 2% is Chala. Okay? Well, Meiser Shani, and as for Meiser Shani over here, Betzafono, Bedromo, Mechul Olamos. You can simply redeem it onto a coin, and if it's Vada, you have to add a Chumash, or you can cut it off and bring it yourself, whatever it is. And, Good?
Is it correct to say this chart is exactly the same as the previous chart, except for there's no Truma because it's not to mine?
We've added Truma here, exactly. The difference is we've added Truma here. That's all.
Because it's not to mine, this mission to
mine. That's right.
Oh. We're saying that in Mishnah Bet, that there's no, we're not talking about the
Mishnah Bet, you want to take Truma out. It's very similar. Okay?
But with all right. One more thing. Yep. In each of these cases, okay, it's not Shlosh Golem, okay? However, you need to go to Jerusalem on business, okay?
No problem. Take the
and eat it in Yerushalayim and don't convert it to coin.
Correct. I mean, usually we assume by bread, it goes bad pretty fast. So normally we're dealing with a coin. But yeah, sure. You could. Okay. Now, I probably can sit down now, but okay, so now we're in Mishnah Gimel here. It's also a bit of a background. Here we're buying now from a baker. I mean, a baker gets his wheat from different suppliers. Okay? Now, I have a general principle which is going to, I don't know the word, plague us, but it's going to be like looming over us throughout all of Zeraim, and certainly now for the rest of this parak and much more. You can't take hafrashis from something that is exempt on behalf of something that isn't exempt, or vice versa. I'll explain it to you. The exact lashon that you see is ein ma'aser min ha-chiyav ha-lapater. You can't take on behalf of chiyav from chiyav on something that's pater already, umin ha-pater ala chiyav. In other words, very simply put, if you have two batches of food, and one of them has taken a fashas, one of them hasn't taken a fashas, you can't, so this is, let's, honest, two batches here, okay? We'll call this tevel for a second. Tevel means not edible. I'll call it kosher. Just really, it's called typical chulin.
When you say not edible, meaning
it has for this
it
process
hasn't been tied.
Untied. That's right. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So you can't.
And what is? And I'm jumping ahead, maybe. But definite tevel is definitely untied.
That's right. Tevel means
as opposed to just tevel.
That's right. No. Well, the tevel certainly means needs to be untied. And there's demai, which is not sure. The truth is that,
I've seen the term definite.
Yeah, that's right. Definite,
why not just use tevel?
Because it's usually referring to definite tevel as you're translating it, is because the truma is still there, and regular tevel is truma's not there anymore. It's not demai.
Okay. Thank you.
Fine. So the point is, you can't say, you cannot take an X, say for argument's sake, you owe 20% here, whatever the numbers come out to be. You can't take 20% from here and give that to Levi and Cohen, whatever it is, and say that will fix this up. No, if this is clean, mitukan it's called, fixed up. Now it cannot help you in servicing this. If they were both, if you had two vats and one that had none of it been processed, then you could take from one on the other. But not once, you understand. But once it's been mitukan fixed up, then now you cannot take any more from this to redeem this. And that principle applies to all the different rushes, as well as things like different seasons and so on. You can't mix up two batches that they have different levels of chiyuv. Now in demai, it's going to become a real headache because demai, you're not sure. You have two buckets. You don't know. Maybe both are chayiv. Maybe both are patzer. Or maybe either one is chayiv. You just don't know. If you get two different supplies. If I buy from one farmer two baskets, of course, I could take demai from one on the other, normal demai. But I get from two farmers two different baskets, and they're both amaratzim, so I can't take from tevel, I can't take the farash from one on the other, because maybe this farmer did and this farmer didn't, or vice versa, I just don't know. Okay?
Right.
Can you assume they did?
No, you can't. No, the whole point of the Pesach demai is that Chazal wanted you to take it again. The suffix. But the suffix is a suffix that, midoraisa, it's when we watch a robe, and each one, like halachli, is considered to be tithe. But then the rabbi said, anyways, we want you to take a tithe. So now, but if you want to get a little like lumnish for a second here, they're not saying you definitely take a tithe. They're saying take a tithe out of doubt. Since the doubt is not equal on both sides, each one has his own separate doubt, you can't take one another. If the rabbis would have said, forget it, start from scratch, then maybe you could say, that they made on all Dumai, like start from scratch, I'll say they're equally obligated from scratch. But the rabbis aren't saying it. They're just saying it's a big suffix, it's a doubt. So now, out of doubt, you have to treat each one as possibly having embedded, you know, Meister and so. No, Makkel Sfeik Seika. We had a Sfeik Seika. We had one in the Sfeik already. I can't remember what. No, Sfeik Seika is like a double doubt. We had one already. I can't remember when it was. No, I'll get there. So Chama means, okay, yeah, fine now. Okay, is that all the back you need to know here?
Gimel.
Yeah, we're in Gimel, so make sure I get all the back in here. Okay, so now this Mishnah is going again where you're buying from a baker, and the baker, for whatever reason, hasn't taken enough rushes. Okay, or he's an Amar, so you're afraid he hasn't taken enough rushes. Halokeach min nachtam, you buy from one who purchases from a baker. Maaser min achama ala tzonenes. So chama literally means hot, and tzonenes means cold. But it means fresh bread from yesterday's bread. So the chama here is assuming, it's Rabbi Meir, is assuming that, you know, the baker only has one supplier of wheat. So even though he made on two different days, you can assume that all the wheat came from the same supplier, and either that supplier did or didn't take the afrashes, but either way, you can treat them as, you know, you can take from yesterday's loaf on today's loaf or vice versa without a problem.
Which?
Chama is warm, is fresh, today's bread. Tonenes is like yesterday's bread. Umina tonenes ala chama. You can go either way, okay? Now, I don't want to get into it now, but you can, We'll get there. We'll get there. There's a big difference in which way you took. If you tried to take from kosher on fixed or not fixed, it's different than if you try to take from not fixed, not fixed. But we'll get there. Not right now. The point is, here we're saying, doesn't matter. Either the two loaves of bread, the old and the new, you can take from one for both of them, because we assume that they both are equally chayav or equally potter. Okay? Efilu mitfusin harbe. Even if what you have is in two different tfus, modern group, like a tfus, like a different mold. I was like the bread had two, I don't know, they look like two different kinds of loaves of bread.
One's round, one's
old. Yeah, right, exactly. So you don't have to assume, Rameir is saying, that's not indicative of anything, like, so big deal that you got a long one and a round one, so it's one supplier. And you can be mafresh both of them, either one on the other. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shani Omer, chitin shel emesh, because I say, says Rabbi Yehuda, the chitim, the wheat, shel emesh of last night, hayu mishel echad, came from one guy, one particular supplier, v'shel hayom, but today's wheat supply, hayu mishel acher, the, you know, came from a new person. Every day he goes to the market and buys wherever he buys from, so he doesn't have a dedicated supplier, so you can't mix the batches up. Today's batch is today's batch, yesterday's batch is yesterday's batch. Okay? Reb Shimon Oser, b'trumas maser, u'matar b'chala. Reb Shimon, who hasn't really got much of a machlokas of Yehuda, is saying that he says when it comes to Trumas Meiser, so he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you can't mix up the two batches. Okay, you have to be afraid that if it comes from two different suppliers. But when it comes to Challah, since that obligation only set in the baker's hands, who cares if it came from two different suppliers? The Challah obligation is equal on all the loaves. Really, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. There's not really a machlok going on over here. Okay? So, again, I'll say that part again. So, Trumas Meister is like what all the charts over here, and you're afraid that there's two different obligations from two different breads, because again, two different farmers, maybe one took and one didn't take. But the challah obligation only sets in when the farmer makes his dough, when the baker makes his dough. And so, even if there's two different dough supplies, so what? It's equally all chayav al challah, because it's a single baker. Yeah, is that a time for that? Yeah, that's a time.
What's
okay.
Emesh mean, please?
Emesh means last night.
Last night?
Don't they both be fully usher then?
Sorry?
Because there's no way of knowing which one potentially, how much it was taken. You can't take it.
Each loaf needs its own separate.
But again, hypothetically speaking, if the afreshes are already taken, you can't take another afreshes.
Right. So you'll take all the afreshes taken without some suffix. So it's always the case in Dumai. You're taking it out of Suffolk, and you're giving something to the Kohen out of Suffolk.
Oh, okay.
Right?